League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there. League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
BB here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to the Jesse Taylor episode. Jesse is the first Poway High School alumni wrestler to be on the show, and that was my favorite part of the interview, was just talking about Poway High School wrestling history. So thanks for tuning in. Peace. Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. We have a very special guest tonight on the show. Please welcome, for the first time ever, Poway High School alumni wrestler, now MMA fighter, Jesse Taylor. How you doing? I've been really looking forward to this, my friend. It's a historic... Oh, yeah. All right. Yeah, it's a historic... episode, because you're the first guest that's actually from Poway and wrestled in the system, the Poway curriculum.
First Poway wrestler?
Yeah.
Oh, this is monumental.
Where did you go to middle school? Like, how did they recruit you?
Oh, yeah, it's I love getting into these stories.
I know.
I didn't start till later. A lot of Poway wrestlers start very young. They had the Slammers program when I was there, so I didn't start.
Slammers never existed. I'm just letting you know, Slammers never existed when I was there.
Wasn't there at all.
We didn't even have the facility, right? Yeah, in the 90s, yeah.
Yeah, we had Slammers, I think, Factor and
Josh Barrios. Factor.
Their parents brought it over, 90s. Anyways, wasn't into that. I was good at basketball, football, good at the ball sports. A lot of energy, ADHD for sure.
Yeah.
Freshman year comes around, and here's a good story. Brandstetter was the Brandstetter legend.
Shout out to Wayne.
Wayne Brandstetter. What a legend. We're so lucky to have him. I got
Poway legend, yeah.
Blessed to have him as a coach. But we were playing basketball, and Robert Marks was fouling me all game, and I'm like, please stop fouling me.
Oh, this is like third or fourth period?
This is the wrestling period.
The wrestling period.
But I wasn't in, I was a freshman. Everyone wrestles in Poway, so I've definitely heard about it. I was considering it, but I didn't know where I was going to go in life yet.
And
I wrestled a little, of course, eighth grade, actually. I take that eighth grade, I wrestled.
What, middle school?
Twin Peaks. Twin Peaks, too?
Twin Peaks Rams, yeah, baby. The brown and the yellow.
Not at, what's it called?
The brown and the yellow, baby.
Metal Crooks?
Meadowbrook. Not Meadowbrook.
Not Meadowbrook.
Yeah.
No, but Twin Peaks. Wow.
Is there the Circle K still there? There used to be a Circle K.
In the corner of
Espola? In the corner of Espola. But then we used to eat pizza. Was there a pizza spot?
The pizza finally went out of business.
Oh, we used to go there all the time. Do you know?
It's back.
Okay, but we used to go there for lunch. Yeah, but continue. Damn, so you went to Twin Peaks and Poway?
Twin Peaks. I started there, and...
You went to Twin Peaks?
Twin Peaks.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's great.
ASB president. That's awesome. Right here. ASB president.
ASB? Really? That's good.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. So eighth grade, wrestled a little bit, nothing too serious. And freshman year comes around.
Who was
around.
The coach? Was Ross O'Brien there?
No, I knew Ross. We know Ross.
Ross is my boy.
Carl's, he's a Carlsbad coach now.
Is he really?
He coaches high. Is totally
Ross O'Brien.
Carlsbad.
Shout out to Ross O'Brien.
Ross O'Brien.
Coached
man.
Me when I was in sixth, seventh grade.
Yeah, he's been around forever. He was coaching then too. Yeah, he's.
It was Mr. Shields, but we all know what happened to Shields. We won't bring it up.
Yeah.
I know you're laughing. But we know,
you know what happened. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, something happened. I just remember he used to jog around during PE and his armpits would foam.
Yeah.
Where it would just a white bubble of foam.
Ew.
And he would just be running and I'd be like, dude, that's disgusting. But
ew,
he's the
so
man.
Dirty.
I love Mr. Shields.
Yeah, crazy. Well, anyway, so eighth grade comes, our freshman year comes around. Robert Marks fouled me all game. I was real nice. I said, please stop fouling me.
Yeah.
Kept doing it, and he kept doing it, and I took him. He was running, and I took him, and I didn't know wrestling, and I threw him over me.
You did a double?
It was just, I totally just grabbed him from the back. I just.
Oh, a suplex?
Like
a suplex.
Suplex.
Yeah.
It was a suplex, but like just a sloppy natural suplex. I got in some trouble, but that PE coach.
Told Brandstetter.
Told Wayne Brandstetter. When Brandstetter, they're there. Brandstetter was, they're in the vicinity. They were coming back on one of their runs.
Yeah.
Brandstetter caught wind of this, kind of saw this whole debacle go down and, was talking to me. Because I couldn't be, since I was in that PE, I couldn't be in the other PEs where the boys, kids wrestled.
But you know what that did to Wayne though, right?
Oh, he loved it. So he got in trouble and he sometimes taught the detention.
Oh, yeah.
Or he was, after school, ran it.
Yeah.
And he was there and we talked and I was just, I knew what I was doing. I'm like, oh, I'm going to go out for wrestling. And, it's the Poway, how good the Poway program is, a testament to the Poway program. Started my freshman year. I loved wrestling because I went out and, football, baseball, basketball. Wrestling, I got my butt kicked. Got my ass kicked. I'm like, I came back and I thought in my room. I'm like, what the?
Were you 130? What weight were you? 135?
When I was younger,
I'm guessing.
135.
See?
But then my junior year, went 135 to 189. And you know how it is. If you're small to big, it's the best.
Because I was going to say, man, like I was watching some of your matches last night on YouTube, and I'm like, you're like a real slender dude, like real agile and slender. Yeah.
So I was 135.
Skinny.
135 to 189.
Okay.
So... it was my advantage because I was smaller.
Yeah.
And when you get small to get big, it's the best.
Absolutely.
You keep your speed.
Yeah.
Big guys are easy.
Yeah.
So, and I got really good. Kind of took me a while, but then I fell in love with it because I couldn't understand why I wasn't good. And I stuck with it. And senior year, I really came into my
own. Did you go off-season freestyle Greco-Roman?
Yeah. And that's how you get.
That's when Wayne calls you, right? He calls you during the summertime.
Did you guys go didn't you go up here at Rosemead, too?
Why'd you have to bring up Rosemead?
Oh,
man?
No, Rosemead. Yeah, go up there in the summer.
No, I had a rival there, Michael Calmora. He was a stud.
Yeah.
And it's another one of those things where I beat the kid during the summer, because you go there to the, Wayne will drive you up there. I beat him, and then he ends up beating me placing all 3 years or 4 years at state.
Yeah.
He beats me his freshman year, second match or something. But Rosemead, there's a little bit of
So you know.
Did
he take you up there to rep? Because we'd go to Orange County for competition, so he'd take us in the van.
Yeah, the yellow van? That still was running?
It was still running. I caught the tail end of the old school, so it was great. And he would pick us up every Thursday, and then on Saturdays, off-season, I played football, too. The next day, he'd come pick me up at my house, and we'd go to wrestling tournaments.
Okay, so that yellow van, I just remember bundle up in there. Sunflower seeds, and then he had a Bruce Springsteen tape. Born in the USA.
I remember that.
Do you remember that? And he would just put that on, and then it was always
and
one.
And his stories.
His story, but there's always one guy getting it.
Yeah.
The guy sitting shotgun.
Oh, yeah.
But hold on. Let's go back to Twin Peaks because you started later.
Yeah.
I didn't even want to wrestle.
Yeah.
I was in sixth grade.
Mm-hmm.
My friend Brandon Wietek was like, hey, Lee. I go, yeah.
He goes, your friend.
We need you, man. I go, what? We need a 65-pounder. So it was. There was a meet that day. I had to weigh in. I didn't never wrestle in my life. It was at Meadowbrook.
Yeah.
Went over there. I don't know how or why, but I ended up being the kid. I don't even know. I just naturally did doubles.
Yeah.
Guess what? Guess who was there?
Who?
Scouting.
Brandstetter.
Yes.
He would go to the dual meets. I remember.
So
he
Wayne was there. And then a Shields picks me up like a trophy, and I'm in the system,
Shields,
man.
Shields is Meadowbrook coach.
No, Mr. Shields was Twin Peaks.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah, man.
And so I was on his radar, I think, six. Yeah, then. Continue. And then you have the eye. Is there a facility you have there now?
I train at the 10th Planet System. So
yeah, shout out to Eddie Bravo.
Yeah, you know Eddie. I actually was up here sometimes.
Yeah,
oh, nice.
Yeah, I tagged
with you. So I train. And there's a school in Poway. I used to have a school too. Mm-hmm. In Poway that I taught at and run, but I'm kind of still a nomad, you know. I kind of train, go where I have to go for the fights. I had a couple chances to open up.
Hold on, we're gonna get into that. Yeah. I'm still on the wrestling.
Got really good at Poway, kind of junior, senior year.
Yeah,
from going to all the off season from him taking me in that van.
Yeah,
every Thursday, and because I just started getting good. I had wrestle state champs.
Let's. We talked about five counties, right? When I was there in the 90s, it was the premier. It was basically like state.
Yeah.
We both placed in that, right?
Yeah.
I placed fifth, second, and third. I placed.
Yeah.
And you placed 3 years, didn't you?
Yeah. I placed 2 years. I got fifth and fourth.
And where was it held for you?
Fountain Valley.
Me too.
Fountain Valley?
Fountain Valley. Nice. Yeah, yes, sir.
That's great. Yeah,
yeah, Fountain Valley. And we mentioned the Baird brothers, right?
Yeah.
The youngest brother
won state. He was 2 years younger than me. The youngest one.
Mikey?
Paul.
Paul. There I know. Okay, three. I want to get into Paul.
Paul's a kid.
I want to get into Paul.
Yeah.
Okay, so Paul Baird, I didn't know. The last time I saw the young Bairds,
yeah,
they were at five counties on the side. They were this big.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I guess he has two younger brothers.
Yeah.
And I knew Mikey.
He's the oldest?
No, it was Dave and then Mike.
Who was the one that fell and hit his head?
That
in the
I
shower.
Don't know. That
Did you hear that story?
I didn't know.
One
was
of the
it Baird, Mike?
It wasn't Paul, I know. It was one of the older brothers. I think it was one of them had masters. Brant said he would tell this story.
Was he a 112 pounder?
And he was in the shower and he slipped. I don't know which one, but Brant said he would tell the story. You know, he's
the master of all
these stories, these crazy wrestler
That's
stories.
Crazy, yeah.
And he'd go, be careful, guys, because he would say the Baird brother. He slipped and hit his head in the shower.
Yeah, yeah. Well, anyway, I remember the Paul, right, and the other kid, but then, in today's age, I looked up, I look up Poway videos. I'm like, oh, he's state champ?
Yeah.
He won state.
Paul, the youngest one.
He won state.
I think he won it. See, he might have even been 2 years.
You know who he beat? Varner.
Yeah, he beat Varner. Olympic gold medalist.
Jamie Varner?
Paul Baird beat, yeah.
Jamie Varner?
Jamie Varner.
The co-assistant coach of Penn State.
Yeah.
And that blew
gold,
my mind.
Gold medalist.
Gold medalist. Yeah. But that blew my mind.
I remember him. He beat Varner.
He beat Varner. Yeah.
It was crazy.
Did you wrestle on the same team as him?
He was two. He was a sophomore and I was a senior. Paul. And then his older brothers were a couple years older. So
Dave and Mike were still like, they'd go and.
Not really. They're still a little bit older. So
they're older. Yeah,
yeah. But now my son, which is great, wrestles at Poway Slammers, the kids program. So it's like a Poway reunion, you know? And I see all these, and I see Baird, I believe it's Dave, and he comes with his son, and he's a total wrestler dad already. He's coaching. His kid's like 5 years old.
You know what's weird is, first of all, explain what the Slammers program is.
The Slammers is the kids program, and it's a feeder to their high school program. They start at 4 years old. They had a four-year-old. And then they have this, too.
We never had that.
You see this? It's not only the Slammers.
Yeah.
It's two. There's the Elite. They're called Elite. And they go 3 nights a week. And there are kids that are even better. Like, the Slammers kids are already good.
Yeah.
And the crazy, crazy good kids are on Elite. And they're drilling, like, college wrestling. They're practicing.
Well, didn't they just have a 106-pound state champ this year, right?
Poway?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That
Alvarez
kid.
Or something like that, right?
I don't follow, but I remember he won, and he was a. I've seen him in there.
Poway has a training facility, right?
So yeah, they have you seen the doc? They have a Doc Monday training. So I wrestle in your room.
I'm just letting you know.
Yeah, I wrestle the old room gymnastics. But they changed it.
I was just gonna say we wrestled in the gymnastics room.
Yeah,
where it was a narrow mat. We didn't have this professional UFC facility.
Yeah.
And tell them the story about Doc Monday.
So when I was in high school, I caught the tail end of the old room. There was this old guy. He was alive there. He'd come watch.
With a cane.
Yeah, the cane. Yeah. He'd around. Yeah, he'd...
No, no, I've heard. You know what? I was hearing about that guy since when I was around.
Yeah.
Some old guy.
Old doctor. Wrestling.
Who used to wrestle like in the 20s or the 1900s or something. Or something.
He was like 103.
And he'd be like, yeah, you know, wrestling taught me a lot. Yeah. And I want to do a lot for this sport or whatever. But he would come,
I'd see him at the dorm meets. He'd start coming a lot. Mm-hmm. And Branson would say, hey, this guy loves wrestling. And he passed away. I don't remember if it was my senior year or shortly after.
Yeah.
And he donated millions of dollars to the Poway Wrestling. And they built this gigantic gymnasium.
Yeah.
Like basketball gymnasium.
Yeah.
But just for wrestling. With stands in there, like a little bleacher set.
Jesus.
It's gigantic. Really? It's like bigger than college. A weight room.
You mentioned the Hall of Fame. Is there a Hall of Fame?
Still the Hall of Fame is there.
Is me and Rich and Rico
yeah,
on there?
Yeah, you guys are
and
on
Sean
there.
And Sean Malliot?
Yeah. Like, I think there's a picture of you. On top, because I'm back in there, and I always show my son the Wall of Fame.
And it's going by years?
It goes by years. I should even look in my...
No, it's okay. That's just... Wow, I thought they forgot about me.
No, they still go by years.
Yeah.
And it's...
I won Masters. Hey, at least I got Masters.
So you win Masters or place in state, you get all
the okay.
Wall of Fame. Forever.
Now
but it goes forever.
What do you mean?
There's a lot. There's a lot of people.
Since the 80s and...
I like the old ones in black and white. And
oh, right, right.
Those were up there. And somewhere, it was one that was like drawn.
Yeah, didn't you win state? Did your team
So win? I 99 won state. But I was varsity B. It was my sophomore year.
You're B?
My sophomore year.
Okay, oh.
So, because I was still young.
Right, right.
And that's a whole thing, too. And we'd go back and forth, this guy, Ben Acuna, on challenge. I was still pretty young, but... I still was up there, you know.
Tell them how that system works, because that was implemented back when I was there.
And the Varsity B kids...
It was the challenge.
Right. And the Varsity B kids will go beat any kid from any other school. They only lose to the Poway kids.
It's because of Poway.
Because Poway is so strong. So the second string Poway kids
will
beat
ass.
Every other
whoop
person
ass.
There is.
Yeah.
Still
yeah.
a badass. Crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's Varsity B. And,
so how
and then
would that
I got
work?
Varsity
did because when I was around, it would be Toretto would be like, hey, meet me. You have to go to the gym. Go to the wrestling room at this time.
Yeah.
Then I'll make sure you have your wrestling shoes on.
Yeah.
And then I would have to wrestle the A guy.
Challenge him.
No, this was not challenging. This is when this little guy, Tony Matusi, this is when it was 98 pounds.
Yeah.
Tony Matusi was this Italian little rock.
Did he win state?
He took fourth.
Fourth.
He was supposed to win it.
Yeah, yeah.
But he was graduating, and so Brandstetter and Toretto would be like, "Meet me. Go. Make sure your shoes are on. Meet us." This is before practice.
Yeah.
So I go, "Oh, okay." And this is when I was. They were grooming me to be the senior. I mean, the varsity.
Right.
100 pounder.
The varsity B.
Yeah,
guys
yeah.
The
and
studs.
So we would duel it out for like an hour.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then he would be so mad. He would because. I was like, I took him down a couple times. I didn't beat him fully, but I took him down a couple times. And then he'd go, "You're just like your brother." Because I would headbutt him. He'd be, "Oh my, you're just like your brother." You know, he was like a little rock. But
I've seen pictures of him.
You know who Tony Matusi is?
Well, I know because of the stories.
Oh.
Brandstetter is the most masterful storyteller.
Yeah. I have a sad story, but did he?
He would just.
Yeah. I had a sad story.
I have a sad story too.
Yeah, well, because I'm the one that always choked at state.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I have one of those stories. We got in a. So mine was the year. This is that we won every single. I don't know if you heard of it. Every single dual meet, and we lost.
This
2001.
Reno, even Reno.
2001. No, and it was 30 years straight, and we lost a dual meet that year. We still won CIF and Masters, but
well,
it was
you guys
the old.
Lost
it was
dual
that
meet?
Year. We lost. I was on the team.
To who? RB?
I won on RBV. Remember that? It was a
Rancho Buena Vista.
Rancho
They're
Buena Vista.
Maroon and gray.
2001. It was, and Brandstetter was pissed. So it even goes more.
Oh, my God.
There's a whole backstory. State, you know, we met everyone's partying after state. Brandstetter cracks down. One of the guys got fourth of state. Matt Cook got expelled.
From Brandstetter?
From Brandstetter. Unwritten code. But he was mad because that was the first time in years. It's a very controversial team. To lose a dual meet in the division.
Well, explain to the viewers and listeners how long extensive our undefeated dual meet record was.
Poway,
that's 37 years.
It's the best
something
school.
Crazy.
Well, CIF Masters we haven't lost. I think going on 40
we never
years.
Lose.
Never lose.
Never lose.
And dual meets like interconference we only lost once, and at one time we like since 78 or 80,
yeah,
something crazy like that. They never lost, and the only time they lost was in 2001, my senior year, and I was on the team.
Rancho
Buena
Vista.
Rancho Buena Vista, they beat us by 1 point, and Brandstetter switched the lineup around, and he shouldn't have done that. Because the guys, but he was so nervous about this. It was a really crazy
Who
time.
Who did they have that was such a threat?
They had the whole, remember the Holsey brothers?
Maybe no, Lionel? This is it. No, this is after, yeah. I only know one guy.
Lionel Holsey, they had the Holseys.
I know George Monty. That's the guy I wrestled. He was a 103. He was the
They Monty. Had some guys. They had they yeah. just they did put together a solid team, and mm-hmm. we still beat them in tournament play.
Was
and
it
we,
at Poway or RBV?
It was at RBV, and we had all the old legends there. I mean, it was hectic. There was drama after this thing went
like,
down.
What do you
we
mean the legends there? Like, Byron was there?
Byron was there. We Byron, too, later.
Was Dale Hanover still around?
Dale Hanover was coaching.
Oh, you know about Dale?
We know about Dale. Oh, boy. Yeah, we know about Dale.
Stud
wrestler.
He took third, but
He got it bad, though, from some of the wrestlers. Not bad, but you know.
What do you mean?
Not bad. Some of the wrestlers would mess around.
Yeah.
He was coaching when I was there.
Yeah, he was starting, like, he would show up to meets and stuff. I'm like, and I didn't realize, like, what is Dale doing here? And then he would be like, trying to coach. He'd be like, all right, Lee, you ready? Yeah, and then I'd be like, oh, I guess he's a coach now. Yeah.
That's total Dale.
Yeah, Dale.
Dale was great. Yeah, he was coaching Myers. I think he coached all Myers, JV. But he was still there coaching.
Toretto's still there?
Toretto was still there. All of them. Joe DiAquisto, I don't know.
No, I don't know him.
We had he was an assistant. We had Brandstetter and Toretto.
Yeah.
Were the main ones. Mm-hmm. And but Byron, who was Julia's.
Shout out to Byron Campbell, man. I was on his team. He was a senior and I was a sophomore.
Yeah, he was a legend, man.
Oh, dude, he was so good.
He was so good.
Yeah.
But I met Byron. So Poway finished, ended up typical, I should have placed first or second. I placed 8th and 6th. Junior 8th, 6th and junior. So both
so you did
place. I choked, though.
You did place.
Yeah, I did place. It's not what I should have placed.
Oh, but at least you placed. I just dropped the ball. At least you placed.
Yeah, but most guys. But I mean, I dropped it my senior year. I should have done a lot better. Possibly won it. You know, I was ranked first or second.
Yeah.
And then I ended up getting 6th.
Where was the state meet held for you?
Senior year, Stockton.
Good old Stockton. Good old Stockton.
Stockton.
Yeah, Stockton.
That's so funny they had state there. And it was ghetto back then when we were there.
Dude, do you remember how cold and gray it was there?
Oh,
and just trying to find like practice rooms. It would be some just dungeon of a room. You know what I'm saying?
Dungeon.
Yeah.
Stockton.
Oh, yeah.
We got it both through Stockton. And then they changed it to Bakersfield.
Okay, that was after the
fight. That was after.
Yeah.
But Byron, I went first San Francisco State, got a wrestling scholarship there after Poway. And then from San Francisco State, things didn't work out. I was young. Mm-hmm. I went to Palomar Junior College.
And nothing wrong with that. Byron went there.
And that's where I met Byron. He was the assistant coach, and we became buddies.
You know what's weird?
Every day.
You know what's weird about Palomar is like, okay, so when those guys graduated, right, the guys we looked up to that were on our team.
Right.
They would be like, you know, Branson, or they'd be like, oh, you know, Palomar's having a meet at blah, 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 Miramar. And then so us, our whole team would actually go to their meets. It was just so weird because it's like, oh, they're wrestling here now.
Yeah.
So we would like support them, right?
And, you know, it's a lot of the. They're good, but a lot of the good Palomar guys too didn't have the grades or
something. Yeah, that's fine. My brother went to Palomar.
I loved Palomar.
Yeah.
And because of Palomar, well, that's the thing. I had Byron, got good coaching there, and Joe Ismay. I don't know. He was the Meadowbrook. He's the Meadowbrook coach. Right after he must have. I know he started in the 90s, but
yeah, I don't know. Maybe his
Palomar
face,
head coach.
Okay, so he was there.
Yeah, Palomar head coach, and then from Palomar, Cal State Fullerton. And,
that's a decent, good. That's a solid D1. D1.
Cal State Fullerton Titans.
Titans.
Funny,
yeah.
Titans, like Poway Titans.
Oh,
sorry,
right,
Cal
right,
State
right,
Fullerton.
Right. It's just taking a walk down memory lane with this.
This is a trip. It
really. Oh, yeah. That's why I wanted you here, because I don't care about that. I care. I really I'm grateful that they're watching, but this is for my own.
Yeah.
I needed you to be here just so I could. This is therapy to me because it's like I needed to talk to another wrestler from the same curriculum
same
as me.
Years.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I brought him too. Could translate and probably have some stories, but we'll get into that later.
Yeah. So from Palomar, you went to Fullerton,
mm-hmm.
And then from Fullerton, did you transfer again or redshirt?
No, Fullerton. And actually, it's good. You know, I did good. I guess I ended up doing pretty good, but I feel like I was one of those wrestlers, because a lot of good Poway guys that do real good at Poway, they don't go on to wrestle. Or they're done, or they wrestle a little bit, and they don't do as good as they should have done.
Was Doyle that? Because Cole Doyle was a stud, right?
Cole Doyle was a stud. I wrestled him at younger, yeah.
He won state, right? Doyle.
He won state twice.
Twice.
He was a stud.
Stud.
And he went to junior college, and he's wrestling at, I think, Naval. So all the Poway guys now go to Naval Academy.
No, he went to Oregon.
Or is he at Oregon?
Yeah, he went to Oregon. No, because I've been watching his,
Oregon.
Yeah.
He's a stud, redhead kid.
But
yeah.
When they get into college, it's a different story. It's like you have to be good at on your feet, on bottom.
Well, college is different, whole new beast.
Yeah.
But I really blossomed later because I maybe started
That's
later,
right,
but
yeah.
I got better. Because
you got strong. I mean,
college,
yeah.
I kind of matured, late mm-hmm. bloomer, and I did really well at a, not well, but I did good in college, D1. You know,
yeah,
I,
D1.
All-American junior college.
Were you Pac-10, Pac-12?
Pac-10, yeah, I got third in Pac-10s twice.
You did.
And went to the NCAAs. That's a whole
So let's explain to the viewers. So Pac-10, Pac-12, Big Tens, these are like CIF to call. That's like CIF Masters,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Then you have your national. Now, yeah, how is Nationals?
NCAAs, D1 is different.
It's a beast,
It's
right?
whoever shows
it's
up.
It's a beast.
And I was with that was like, I was real bit both years, mm-hmm. match away from placing.
So you made it to the blood round.
Blood round. Both years. And just missed it. Senior year was real heartbreaking because it was so close.
Yeah,
but,
yeah. Do you remember the schools that you wrestled?
Well, it's funny too, the schools, but a lot of the guys, because I was in the MMA years later, MMA, UFC, I fought a guy, CB Dolloway, but we go back to college wrestling rivalry days, you know?
People don't realize this, but Daniel Cormier, Jake Varner, you know, the Varners, they all... You know, they were in the NCAA. Even who's that guy? That dude, Hendricks.
Yeah, Johnny Hendricks.
Oklahoma State.
Same years. Johnny Hendricks.
Johnny Hendricks.
We're different weight classes, but same year.
That was your year.
He might have been so my year or the year after, but same. I saw him all over the tournaments.
Yeah.
Wrestled his teammates.
That's crazy.
And I remember him because he was really, he had a showman. Kind of style for wrestling.
A
lot of fans, Oklahoma, they love wrestling.
I'm a big fan of John Smith and his program.
John
there
Smith,
yeah
Oklahoma State.
Yeah,
did you wrestle college?
No. Okay, so Branstad, after I choked, I choked. Well, I was supposed to at least place 2 or 3 years out of that, or I was ranked second my senior year.
Yeah,
but I just remember being at the airport and seeing Wayne's wife at the airport, and the way she looked at me, brother, was like, I killed. It's like I killed Wayne.
She gave me the look.
She gave me the look like I burnt their house down. Like, why did you do that?
Dude, well,
and I was just like, I was just like, you know.
Brenda, right? Her name was Brenda.
No, Lordy. Right?
Pam.
Was it Pam? It was Pam. Computer teacher.
And then the daughters, Amy and...
She gave me the look. Oh. Amy and...
Yeah, I was always cool with Amy.
Two daughters.
Yeah.
The two of them.
I always went to the Christian camp, Hume Lake.
Oh,
well,
that's
them.
What... I didn't even... So, Brandt said it.
Yeah, go ahead.
At Slammers. Because he's retired. You know, he's retired. I'm like, I want my kids. But his grandson wrestles with my son. Brandt said he was coaching him one-on-one. I'm like, I'm not even going to coach
Wait
him.
Wait a minute.
Great.
Because I know Wayne wanted Brandt two... I know he wanted sons
he got
at
a
one
grandson.
Point.
None of them wrestle. One of them is like an artist. He always tells me. He goes, Jess... He takes it because he knows me.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't like what's going on here sometimes because the new Poway, it's a little bit different. It's getting different. And Jess goes, you know, I don't know, but he can't help himself from coaching. So he comes in there and he's coaching my son and his grandson, and they're getting one-on-one
You know
coaching.
What? You know what
I'm
makes
like,
Wayne
so lucky?
Wayne is so such a great coach because back then it was like he was so resilient. Oh, I got kicked off too. Me and Rich Salo got kicked off.
The team?
Yeah, like we went to the Cypress Hill concert.
Oh,
and
I
smoked.
You didn't like smoking dope.
I smoke weed that concert too. But dude, the thing about Poway is you never, ever, ever miss practice.
Don't miss practice. Oh,
and so, and then
practice.
Some kid started a rumor. Check this out. So not only
did
we went
to
that.
Find out the weed?
No. He didn't know about that.
He was smart. He was
maybe he knew. Maybe he knew. So it was the Beastie Boys, Cypress Hill. I couldn't miss it.
Right.
Rollins Band concert. a rumor started that not only did we ditch practice, but we were going to transfer to Rancho Bernardo.
Oh, no.
So, dude, I was walking around campus. I already had got kicked off. Don't even bother showing up. He's like, you're off.
Off the team.
Off the team.
And oh, he was mad.
Did he used to drive this golf cart around, you know, with this the Poway baseball. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm, you know, yeah. With the jacket. Mm-hmm. And then he'd go, so you transfer into RB? And I'm like, like a deer in headlights. I go, no, coach, no. I would never do that. You know, why would I transfer to Rancho Bernardo, man? Yeah. So there's a rumor saying me and Rich Salo and maybe one other, we're gonna transfer to RB. And so, dude, he finally let it, because, dude, they needed, we're pillars that year.
Pillars, you can't go to RB.
We're pillars.
Yeah.
So he finally came up to us one day and he goes, you want to come back? And I go, yes.
He wanted you back.
Please.
What did you have for the concert? What did you have for the concert?
Because we ditched wrestling practice to go.
He was pissed.
He was pissed. And then, you know, the rats come out.
He acted off impulses, mad. He wanted you guys back.
Yeah. One thing about Salo, Wayne, too. He was a great, Rich Salo, too, which he was supposed to, we were both supposed to play state. But I think back then, he's better now because I see interviews of him.
Yeah.
If he would have talked to me in the tunnel, like this is at state, if he would have just said something like this, let's just role play a little bit. If he would have said, Steve, I'm proud of you. You had a great, you had a good season.
Right.
All I want for you to do, I don't care about the result.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Because the whole thing was on the results.
So much pressure.
There's so much pressure.
Highway wrestling.
So much pressure. Because it's expected. Gosh. But if he would have said, hey.
And it gets harder. The practice gets harder and harder. Hey,
just, I want you to have fun.
Right.
I want you to have fun. And I want you to just try your best. And that's it. I don't care if you place. I don't care if you don't place. If he would have said that, I definitely would have placed top 3, top 5.
A lot of pressure. For sure. That's coaching, psychology, all that.
For sure. I know he's gotten better with that. So in his defense, Wayne's gotten better. Because I still watch college wrestling.
Yeah. But we're the best there is, Pat. But we're also famous for state being the best there is. And sometimes some guys choking.
When did Buchanan
powerful.
When did Buchanan come into effect?
So when
they
was,
were never on our radar back then.
Dude, we had a know who was our we had a Buchanan, but no, we had in SoCal Calvary Chapel, but they were recruiting kids.
Calvary Chapel. That's John Acevedo.
John Acevedo, but they're a contract. Wayne hated it because he'd always tell us.
Wait, you know what else Wayne hated?
They recruited.
Not only
they
that,
recruited the kids.
You know, not only that, I went to his camp.
Oh, Acevedo!
I went to John Acevedo's wrestling camp first summer.
That was smart.
And Wayne couldn't say anything because I was at least doing something productive.
Yeah,
but I knew
he
was.
Did he quiz you on what?
He was threatened. I think he was like, so what are they teaching? What are they teaching you there that we're not teaching you at Poway? So
you want to know.
But it was at Temecula. You know where Temecula is?
Yeah.
You know where the Denny's is? Yeah. You know where.
And they had all that real ground when we were around too.
It was a great. You know the thing about John is he was a good coach himself. Yeah,
he was great. He coached Cal Poly too years later when I was in college.
Not only that, he Calvary. Coached. What's that coach? It was a high school. Evan Wick went there. The Wick brothers went there.
Is it the Blair Cat? No.
No, it wasn't Blair. It was...
California?
San Marino. Was it San Marino?
Oh, St. John Bosco?
No, it wasn't San... I think it was San Marino. Was it Marino? Or it was one
of those schools.
Where he built their program up. But continue with Calvary Chapel.
So Calvary Chapel, that was like our rival too. They had a lot of state champs. They're a good school.
But do you know about Shane and Dane Valdez? The Valdez brothers?
That's so
the
familiar.
Twins. So when I was there, this is
we had Archieta brothers. They're
no, this Calvary. Is before them. Before. So they had twin brothers, and they were like nationally ranked.
Were they the controversial ones? No.
Shane and Dane, they went off to wrestle in college, but they were the pillars back then, and that's when they were on our radar. Yeah.
Yeah.
But continue. So they were a threat?
So, well, I, you know, was state wrestler, state champ. So the state champ was in my way. So we would go back and forth, like at five counties. I saw him,
the quarters.
The Calvary. Yeah, I saw, I think we met in the semis. And then the year before, his name too is Conan.
Conan
Williams. You don't forget the wrestler's name. His name. Conan and Joe. He had a younger brother, Joe Williams. They all have brothers.
Yeah.
All have brothers. And, so they're at a school, but the main thing, my senior year, what you said, I'll never forget the look, like when you were telling about his wife, the look, we were the first school in 27 years. We still won CIF and Masters, but first school in 27 years to lose a dual meet. And it was the most quiet ride back from RVV to this day.
In the van?
So it was quiet.
Oh my God.
We had so much pressure, and then he mixed with the lineup. And he shouldn't have messed with the lineup.
No, like, tell me the changes he made.
Oh, so, you know, it's a story. It should be a movie. So
this could be a movie.
So he's like, he was nervous. He was nervous. And, you know, he was very nervous about the, and he put so much pressure. He's just nervous. He's like, RBV's coming up. He'd always kind of talk about it. And it kind of kept, that's kind of what's going on now with the.
Well, no, back then they were an average school. But in the 90s, RBV, they were a threat. They had good individual wrestlers, but they weren't a threat the way that you're talking about Rancho Buena Vista continued.
Right. They kept getting better. They had these guys, the Halsey brothers. I had a rivalry with one in the
match. What weights?
Upper weights, 71.
Okay.
71, 171.
How were their lightweights?
They had some good lightweights that year. This guy, Juan Mora, who ended up wrestling, you know, it's small world, wrestled with him in college at Cal State Fullerton years later.
When
Juan
did they Mora. Get good, though? Did they get a new coach?
Marty was Nellis. Guy had the glasses. He wrestled with Brandstetter.
I think so.
Remember, he wrestled on Brandstetter's team on the Wall of Fame. And he coached our RBV.
Ooh.
Yeah, it gets deep. It gets deep.
Continue.
And they just kept getting better. Yeah. Brandstetter was super worried before the season. And we had a really good team, but we were also kind of a team with a lot of
fun. Let's go through the lineup.
Let's do it.
Who's the 103?
103, we had some of the smart, Draper. Mark Draper was 112. 103 was Patrick Payne. Payne Brothers.
Can't go wrong with the Payne Brothers, solid.
Okay, 119, Andy Kim. Remember Andy Kim? Stud.
Korean guy?
Korean, China. Okay. His dad, wrestler dad. So okay. One of those, he looked like, he was super jacked.
Okay.
Wrestling his whole life.
Okay.
About this short, super jacked.
Okay, he was a 19 pounder?
He was our stud. 19,
okay.
But he was having issues with the RBV kid. These RBV kids are coming up.
What do you mean these
issues? Issues with not being able to beat him. And he was a state, and he was a got second the year before, third, and just couldn't ever put it together.
But he
RBV
couldn't
kid started beating him. Wayne was getting mad about this. 125, we had Justin Miller. We had Cradle, but they had these twins in the lineup who beat the 125 and 130 pounder, and we were a little weak there. Then we had Paul Barrett at 135.
He's going to win.
But he messed with the lineup and put Barrett against a better guy at 140s, ends up losing.
Why did he bump Barrett?
I don't know. He was so nervous.
Oh, my God.
This match. It was the craziest time.
He bumped Barrett up.
He bumped Barrett up, and that ended up later. It ended up costing. And he couldn't get this guy's number. He's a front head guy.
Because Baird would have tech-fought
him. It got really shaky in the lightweights and the middleweights. And the upperweights, we had one guy, Halsey, get this too. Our guy had him pinned. Halsey taps out.
Yeah.
You can't tap out. Tapped out. They restarted the match. Halsey throws him and pins him. Because he had him a banana split.
Who was Halsey, our guy or his guy?
His guy, RBV. Halsey tapped out.
Head and arm?
Nichols had him in legs, a leg rider.
Yeah.
He had him in a banana split, kind of, and Halsey kind of, he tapped out, and they said potentially dangerous, restarted him. Halsey goes back, pins our guy. Six, that's big in a dual meet. I wrestled
that's
next.
That's an added bonus point.
I either teched or majored my guy.
Good for you.
But it came down to those matches earlier, and then at heavyweight, we lost the heavyweight match. It came down to the wire. And it was we had Poway guys there. There was a brawl in the stands. Poway people were crying.
Hold on.
All the alumni crying.
Wait, how packed was the gym there?
Packed. It's wrestling. Never packed.
It was
in
like
San
a
Diego.
Movie.
It was like Vision Quest, bro. It was. I've never seen. Bro, we're sweating balls. We're warming up.
Because
Poway, it's big, you know. But it was packed. Every Poway. I'm sorry, it's getting excited. Every Poway wrestler was there watching.
Who was announcing?
I forget who it was, but it was big. They had
because my buddy Rich Salo's dad did it for Poway. Yeah, Poway, yeah.
Well, he did it. CIF.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. Malliot's
dad.
Yeah.
Malliot's dad did it too.
Oh, Sean Malliot. You know CIF. You know Sean Malliot's dad?
Yeah, he was kind of a part of the program still.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Booster Club.
Man, that's my. Those are my peoples right there. The Malliot.
But Sean. I mean, a lot of those, yeah, like him, the wrestler dads, they're all there. They're all watching.
So come it was down jam-packed. To the
heavyweight. It comes down to the heavyweight match.
So much drama.
So much drama. So, Brad Sinner talks about to this day. He talks about what went wrong, what he could have done. Like it drove him crazy. And then he ended up having some great teams. I think they one state a couple years later, maybe again.
So Junior Yorba and Dobby came after you?
I still wrestle with Dobby for my MMA training.
Ian Dobby?
Yeah.
But he won state.
He won state.
He pinned his guy in the finals.
Yeah, he was a couple years after me.
Yeah.
Until recently, I pretty much use him for wrestling still.
God, that guy's a stud, huh?
Stud.
Yeah.
Real good double leg.
Yeah, just solid. Low single, too, right side? Yeah.
Just a stud. Yeah. And, but he was a couple years after. Barrett was my year, too. He was on the team. He won state a couple years after.
Did he end up wrestling in college, Paul? I always wondered that.
No.
Why didn't he?
I don't know.
He could have had a full ride to Oklahoma, to anyone would have Cornell would have taken him.
Yeah.
He was so good.
So good.
Yeah.
And then senior year, too, we had some weird issues, too. Like we had one of those good, this kid named Hasties, real good wrestler kid, but kind of fell off the map, got into some trouble. And we lost him, and it was just a weird. It was 2000. I was 2001.
Oh man!
And it was just a weird. And it was the first time we came back. Did real good at Masters and stayed even at top five, but we lost to RBG that year, 2001.
You know what? This is all news to me. I thought that you guys never. I mean, that was a given. Like they're not going to lose a dual meet, and you're telling
first.
This
is one, all I never lost again until that year. It was only year since then.
Oh my god!
So since 1981, 78. 2001, my senior year. Oh, I get shit from it from the RBV guys. Like, they'll sometimes, remember to this day.
They
bring it up. Because that was their biggest thing they've ever done ever.
Ever.
They just put together one of those teams. I'm not going to, they somehow, the stars aligned for them, and they put together this great team. And we had a very a great team too, but we had some flaws. We mixed with
the lineup. Were there injuries?
There's injuries. And then Branson had this crazy philosophy because he was worried one of our guys would go back and forth.
I'm taking off the gloves. I don't need this.
He just took all four of them.
Sorry.
Like from 130 to 45s and switched them all up.
God.
And that ended up costing us the dual meet. If he left it the same, it wouldn't have happened. But he was so nervous, and that was the story. I mean, it's a crazy.
You mentioned a Poway conspiracy too.
I would love to hear a little more about it. I've heard it. Yeah. Well, yeah, with the Poway org, the Hall of Fame thing.
Yeah. What's the conspiracy? Update me on that.
I was hearing too that it's run by the rich Christians are running it, and they have who they pick. You know, they have who they.
Oh, as far as their Hall of Fame,
But no. There's more. No, there's more to that. Actually, if we're going down that.
Because don't you think Tom DeLonge? I mean, God, the guy's a rock star.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't you think he should be the number one guy on there? Blink 182 went multi-plat. I don't know. They sold millions of records. MTV. I mean, don't you think
my buddy Wallace too told me that I'm not. He looked it up, but I wasn't on there either. A lot of Tom DeLonge's not on there. It's and names I'd never heard of, and it's odd. But also, just to Poway, you know, Poway has some crazy things, you know.
Yeah, what elementary school did you go to?
I went to Painted Rock.
I went to Painted Rock too.
Painted
Rock. You went to Painted Rock?
Painted Rock.
Who are some of the teachers?
That's crazy. Painted Rock, really?
Yeah, Painted Rock.
I remember.
I lived up. Martin.
Oh, yeah, of course.
You know where Martin? You know Martin Coit.
That's where Clumboss lived.
You live off Martin Coit.
Yeah, Martin Coit's great.
I had a house there recently, but
another. Of Orchard Bend.
I live near there too.
Yeah, those.
Ranch Hollow.
So Bridal Ranch Hollow. Painted Rock. Yeah.
Now, did you grow up with this? Since you're here too, you grew up in Poway.
Yeah.
My house was heavily haunted.
Was it haunted?
So that's really not, I'm not out of my mind. Too. I'm not talking.
He too was the country part of Poway, the Putney horses. That part of Poway.
No. Explain. Poway is like from a Native American name, or like Pakwe.
And it really means that's the where the water meets.
There's
some weird thing in the water. I see some of the Poway wrestlers. They're like, Poway wrestlers are on steroids. We lifted weights. We ate good. We had some corn-fed kids that just something was in our water almost.
And it turns
out Poway, where the waters meet, there is something in the water.
Well, this is my hypothesis towards it. I feel like, you know, going back to the native thing,
right?
The Native Americans, right. The Indians.
Right.
I feel like where my house stood.
Burial grounds?
Yes.
Was it in North Poway by Painted Rock? And no, why
no,
Painted
no,
Rock?
No, no, no. This is okay. So Painted Rock, right? You know, Martin Quaid, it goes up that hill.
But Painted Rock's an Indian native kind
That's
of name
That's what
in
I'm
itself.
Saying, dude. That's what I'm saying. I'm telling you, I almost got possessed.
And your house is haunted, really?
Oh, I love big, these stories. Dude, big time. I mean, I heard whispers. I was going, did you go to Student Venture? Were you
I saw some shit once when I was a kid in my house in North Poway, and no one believes me. I'm telling you, I had 20 people.
Where did you live?
Bridalhood, though. There is some stuff in Bridalhood, because that was old tracks.
So,
that was all dirt and
okay, so Bridalhood, you're basically my neighbor. Because yeah. Bridalhood's near Painted Rock. It's like near that same area.
Right.
Bridalhood's near Poway.
Same area, North.
But
North
that
Poway.
Whole area, I'm telling you, that's there's funny, there's bodies. There's Native American bodies buried. Look, I was sleeping one night.
Really?
I was 7th, 8th grade. I must have been in middle school. I literally...
You're older, too.
I was held down. Like, I couldn't
Were you dreaming
move.
Or it was real?
No, this was real, dude. This is real. I had Bible verses, because back then I'd go to church camp. I was in the Bible.
Good Poway wrestler.
Yeah, I was, you know, I did the typical Poway route, you know, with right. the Hume Lake
yeah.
student venture.
You should be in the Bible.
Yeah. So I was held, like, I was held down... And I heard a legion of whispers. I've told the story before where it was like,
that's
what's going on? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Where it was just like, I couldn't
Shut
move.
Up.
It was like,
and
I was like,
that's
I couldn't
horrifying.
I'm sweating, man. It was like me getting pinned by Brock Lesnar. Like, I couldn't move. And I was trying to scream Jesus. I could only get the J and the E out. I was like,
you couldn't even
talk. I couldn't talk.
Wow, that's horrifying.
Yeah.
And you were like 7th, 8th grade. You weren't young.
No, no.
You weren't young
no,
either.
No. I was aware. I was awake.
How old were you?
I was,
seventh,
what, 6th, 7th grade? What?
13.
12, 13. 12. I don't know. No,
no
but
you
get
can't
this.
Tell
no,
people
no,
that
get
age.
This, Jesse, get
you
this.
You can't tell me what 13. They made fun of at that age.
Later in life, my brother Bobby admitted to that too. You know how he
Bobby
got rid of,
it,
yeah, Bobby got almost possessed, but he was near the laundry room to the swimming pool. So it was like,
where was it? Martin Quaid?
It was, okay, so Painted Rock. Okay, so Espolo's here, right? Painted Rock's here. Martin Quaid goes all the way up.
Yeah.
Winding.
Right? Yeah.
Martin Quaid goes all the way up.
I love Martin Quaid. Great. I had a best friend. We used to have 11
exactly,
bites.
Exactly.
Backyard.
Great yeah,
child.
Exactly.
Had a rope swing.
Uh-huh. Nice houses, nice community, all the way winding. It was up there.
It was up in Martin Coit then.
Up Martin Coit, and then it went down Alvos Ranch Hollow.
I know exactly where it is.
Do you know where that is?
I know where it's at. I told
so
her.
Look up
it connects to Bridalwood in
the
back there, the creek.
Okay.
It connects. I
okay,
used to ride my bike to Bridalwood.
The reason why it connects, okay, back when I was there,
spooky back
I would wake up late. Sometimes I'd wake up late driving to school, and I'm like, God, I have to take the shortcut. So back then, this was in the 90s, I got the cheat code to that gate there that you says connects to Bridalwood.
Right.
And then I would put that in, and the gate would open, and then I would drive, you know, to the back end of Poway.
Yeah. Yeah.
But back to... my brother, he was going to get possessed too, but he jumped in the pool. He had to jump into the cold swimming pool to get rid of him.
Baptist.
My dad, rest in peace. My mom, they all even said like,
I'd
yeah,
like
that
to see this house,
that house. So it was, 15944 Ranch
was it
Hollow
on the cul-de-sac
Road.
And the creek was in the back kind of?
No. It was the one on the corner. It was on the corner off of I don't know. Yeah, Martin Coit. Ranch
I gotta
Hollow.
Ask Brian.
Orchard Bend. Damn, you know your
I know Orchard Bend.
Dude, I just
you know your streets, man.
Orchard Bend too. We used to have friends
in Poway.
Right in Orchard Bend. I just lost every dime I ever made.
On a house.
Because of a haunted house.
Yes.
So dude,
was the house haunted?
Hey man, how am I lying when your friend you know is talking about real estate
I
losing money?
That's correct. And it's ironic.
Dude.
I mean the Indian thing too, the native thing, Painted Rock.
Yeah, and you know what that I never really thought about that.
That's just odd.
But so you said you lost. There's a real estate. They got spooked out of their home.
As haunted as could be. As haunted as could be. No,
never told me this.
Yeah.
So I'm not lying. Am I lying, Jesse? I mean, your friend here that drove you up here just said he lost a real. I mean, this is real.
It's real.
So like, tis
the history. I wonder on it.
There's I don't know, but there's bodies there, man. And hey, how about this?
You think they're buried?
Dude,
Indian burial ground.
I think so. Because that side of the house, it was like all of the bedrooms were on that side. We actually, my mom built a gazebo and an extra room just to have a different part of the house to go to kick it in.
Yeah.
Because that side, put it this way, my parents would park their car in the garage, the same side where the dead bodies are or supposed dead bodies are. They would run from the garage to their master bedroom because they thought they were getting, like they're pulling him down.
Yeah.
So these,
crazy.
So I'm telling you, I thought that's what you meant as far as conspiracy. I didn't think you were talking about the Hall of Fame. I thought we're going to talk about ghost stories.
Yeah. Well, they are kind of ghost stories.
Yeah.
Like I know a lot of, if you really want to go down a wormhole, like a lot of the Poway people, they just have a weird story.
Yeah. Go ahead.
To them. Either they have weird stories where they kind of are doing, they're controversial. Mm-hmm. Or lately, I mean, we've lost a lot of Poway people.
We have had headlines a lot.
Wait. What do you mean? The Jewish temple that got shot up?
Yeah, that was crazy.
I went to that temple.
But that was some Elliot Rodgers shit, right? That was like on some just a kid.
Just went in with a gun. He went to Mount Carmel.
From PQ? He was from PQ?
He got confused.
PQ again. And so he comes in and he shoots up the place. But, you know, it's just crazy it happened there.
Where was the temple located?
Right before the RV border, if you're going out to the highway, going north.
Was it near the plaza?
You know, remember the church, that old church? Remember the Valverde?
Yeah, Valverde.
Right after Valverde Park.
Okay.
Going.
But you know where the plaza is, right?
Yeah, but a little before RB.
Okay.
Before that. Still on the Poway side.
Was it near the Pomerado? Is it near the Pomerado
right
side?
Right before Pomerado.
It was before Pomerado?
It was up the street from Pomerado.
Right by Martin Coit.
Right after Martin Coit.
Okay,
right,
so that's where the divide is.
Right. It's like five minutes after Martin Coit.
Near Stone Ridge Country Club? Yeah. Near Stone Ridge?
And we
was Stone Ridge is closed?
Stone Ridge is gone. Stone Ridge is gone.
Wait, that's haunted too?
I don't know. Stone Ridge. Why is Stone Ridge haunted?
It's haunted
because, you know, Stone Ridge, you see it and the windows are all busted. Like someone must have busted. They have a wood on the windows. It's all gone. Right. I drove
through. We have to explain to the viewer because we're talking 100 miles per hour. So Stone Ridge Country Club, there's tennis courts. There's a golf course. It's a country club.
Yeah. Country Club.
And we used to swim there in that pool.
Yeah,
and
yeah
then,
the pool. Jacuzzi.
They had a restaurant. Remember they had a restaurant in the back? We ordered cheeseburgers and everything.
Yeah, get the food on the clubhouse.
Overgrown, chained up.
Yeah. It's gone.
Haunted.
Done.
See, why I'm telling you, that whole area, Bridalwood, Green Valley, which is the technical name for that area, Green Valley.
Have you heard other stories of it being haunted?
Well, we've got the murders, right? So there was the
weird stuff. The kidnappings. What, remember the Daniel, the guy Westerfield? A lot of weird. It went into the.
Wait! You have to update me. Remember
Westerfield?
No.
Westerfield. They're swingers. The whole story is there are swingers. Some weird.
What do you mean they're swingers? They dated like couples and.
They're swingers. They're having a party. She was upstairs. They're having a swinger party.
Where was their?
At their house.
Okay, but where was their house located?
Sabre Springs area. I believe that's where it took place.
Poway.
Definitely Poway. Anyways, the guy was charged with kidnapping and murder. Just a horrible, weird story.
I mean, Chelsea King. That was
Chelsea King, too. So another that happened.
Oh,
there.
That's right. Remember yeah, Chelsea they King? Remember they're wearing the ribbons for her? Yeah.
And then you have a lot of unexpected. Well, he was a little younger, like Jesse John. Remember the old? He was a red. He fell over, died.
Do you guys know a road called the Old Coach?
Yeah. We grew up there. Party back there.
Okay, so back. That's when haunted. I was there. Okay, this is a lot. This is like in the 90s.
That was really an old coach, right?
That was really just an abandoned old dirt road, maybe five houses at the most. And so we would drive down there and just drink beers.
Wasn't it an old thing in the 1800s? An old.
I don't know that. I don't know. Right? I just remember old coach.
Yeah.
Old coach.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah, but you guys would drink beers, right?
Yeah.
Get a keg.
Yeah.
old coach. Old coach. Sorry, I'm just. There's so much stuff popping up.
You know, it's all built up. $1 million houses everywhere. Madarius.
What?
All the pro athletes live there.
All the Yankees and sports stars around. Yeah, all live in
Madarius. Old coach.
All the rich people live down
there? So right when you go into old coach, in the beginning.
So they developed
all built
it?
Up, all developed.
So there's mansions down there.
Yes. Crazy
man.
Multi-millionaire.
Back then, it was crickets, man.
Yeah.
We would drink in the dark pee in bushes.
Was Bridalwood there yet or just getting developed?
Oh, no. Bridalwood was there. I had some friends.
I was there 80, Yeah, I was in the 80s when I was there. Yeah, I was there.
Yeah. That's so crazy you lived.
But originally, I grew up on Holland Road, right? You know Abraxas?
Abraxas.
The street across from Abraxas.
Explain to the viewers and listeners what Abraxas was.
Abraxas. It's the continuation high school. The fuck up high school.
Abraxas was the high school that if you got kicked out of Rancho Bernardo High or Poway, if you were like a troublemaker.
I went there for 3 months.
But they had a bad rep. If you went to Abraxas, you were like a bad seed.
You're bad. I had to go there. Funny story, I had to go there for 3 months.
Did they have a wrestling team?
No. No, there was no sports school.
There's no sports at Abraxas. Okay.
I mean, you had your own. You learned on your own.
Yeah.
When you went
there.
Is
that up near Pomerado? Pomerado. I kind of want to say it was.
Yeah, it's all Pomerado. Exactly. Okay. I lived originally there across the street, and then I moved to North Poway when I was like 5 or 6.
Yeah. But, okay, so is there a Ozzy's Music or Alberto's still there?
Ozzy's Music. I remember. It's gone.
Okay, because Ozzy's Music, when I was a kid, I took violin lessons there.
Yeah, I got a guitar there.
Was there a Winchell's across the street?
Winchell's is still there.
Okay, so there was a Winchell's
back
then.
I used to walk there as a kid from the house.
Winchell's, and then across the street, there's an Alberto's.
Well, I'll tell you what, that house as a kid, you don't know, that house was haunted. It's old houses back there, too. And I remember 80 people.
It's the ghetto now. Everything's run down.
Meadowbrook.
But, you know, back then, people frowned upon that area as well.
Yeah.
Even the Denny's closed.
Denny's is gone.
Wait. Which Denny's? Because
The
one in RB.
Yeah, RB's open.
No, that one's still there.
That's still there.
The one near El Torito?
Yeah.
El Torito. That one's there. It's a pot dispensary now.
El Torito's a pot dispensary?
No, that was near the freeway over the underpass. There's an El Torito. I remember
that. We have the reunions there.
Yeah, we always have family nights there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, is that Round Table Pizza in the plaza still there?
Yeah,
where
still
AJ,
there.
The Pedrati's own it?
Yeah. We used to go. Did you guys go to the Round Table in Poway after wrestling? We'd go
there. Yeah, Toretto would bring me there. Yeah, we'd go there.
We had a guy in there, and his name was Diesel Dave.
Yeah, that was a smaller Round Table.
There's
a smaller one. They had a smaller arcade area there, too, right?
We'd go there all the time.
All the time. Yeah,
remember
all the
Diesel
time.
Dave?
Do you remember? I remember this. I remember all this.
Did you have Diesel Dave?
How?
Did you have Diesel Dave? He was famous in the wrestling.
They
called him Diesel Dave. He was hit by a diesel. Yeah. And there was someone, he would arm wrestle. He would challenge all the arm wrestle. He would come in from the wrestling dorm. He'd arm wrestle all of us.
How about CPK? Do you remember CPK?
No, that was, I think, that was there. But okay, for your Letterman's jacket, there was a place in Power. Is that place still there? There used to be an arcade there and a Kempo Karate.
Is it by the liquor store?
Kmart. There used to be a Kmart there.
Oh, that's all.
Used to be a Kmart. I'm just letting you know where I'm just. But I'm just remembering how I remember it. There was a haircut, like Supercuts. Yeah. Not there anymore.
All that's gone.
Ranchito Taco Shop.
Did they have a Ranchito?
Yeah. No, that was after. That was after.
It's good Mexican food. But...
Yeah. Wow, this is just... I'll take a walk down memory lane.
Yeah. I feel like you came up, though, in the prime. I caught a little bit of the tail end. But those are the prime Poway years where it was still a little country.
For sure. There was was it called Garden Grove? There was Garden Road.
Garden Road.
In the back.
And Garden Road's nice. That's considered bad. It's the bad.
No, but back then it was like
the hood.
Yeah. It was like me and my boys would do this. Like, okay, because my friend had a fake ID, and he'd go, okay, there's a 7-Eleven, right?
Yeah. And the Gordon's liquor.
Was there a 7-Eleven there?
And the liquor store, okay. Gordon's liquor. The kids' alcohol.
So yeah, we would go there. It was near off Garden Grove.
Yeah,
road, right?
That's the one.
So we go there, we get 40 ounces, get in my MPV, just park. We'd park on Garden Road and we would just down
40s. 7-Eleven is still exactly the same it was.
The exact same. Back then they had a Street Fighter. I remember we'd go there.
Oh, yeah, the Street Fighters are there. There are parties that are always sketchy.
Now I'm going to bring up a name of a band, Unwritten Law.
Oh, yeah. That's CPK. Yeah.
Hang out with Wade, the drummer, and a couple other guys.
So Unwritten Law, which is a punk band.
Yeah.
They're supposedly from Garden Road, right?
Yeah, they are, right?
No? Over by Pomerado, maybe.
I don't know.
But back then, that was the whole thing. They're from Garden Road.
Yeah.
You remember the gym?
Scott Russo.
Me and Dave Baird, we'd cut weight there.
Yeah.
The little gym.
Rancho Bernardo.
Near that 7-Eleven. Yes. That was me and Dave Baird's spot.
Oh, that gym wasn't there when I was there.
No, that came, but you remember it.
I remember.
Okay, so this gym, it was a tiny dinker. Kinda. It was a dinker gym, but they had a sauna.
Yeah.
So we would, nice. Me That's and Dave Baird would be like all overweight, and it was just me and him. And do they still make Gatorade gum?
I haven't seen it.
So
in a
we
while.
Go that 7-Eleven, yeah. And we buy orange Gatorade and gum, and we would go in there in plastics and just sit there. And I remember they had their own scale. Just dude, that's ask great. Dave that's about so me. Ask Dave. Dave knows who I am.
Well, they're, like you said, this
Dave
one,
knows who I am. The band, I they should know who I am.
There's something special about Power than the wrestling.
Oh, dude, yeah. You know, you're basically family already. Yeah, I mean, it's the stuff we're talking about. Yeah.
That's wild.
Okay, but I'm getting off topic because we've talked about an hour about Power. I want to get into your MMA career.
So, go back. Wrestling College, Cal State
Fullerton. I could talk 5 hours about Power.
I know. I could get into the Power.
But are you surprised that I remember this shit stuff?
I'm shocked.
Okay, was your house haunted by? Oh, that's another story. It's,
yeah. Okay.
It was an old house, old country house.
You know, I know what I'm talking about. Like that's crazy. There. I was there. I was freaking there.
I validated.
Okay.
Wow, trivia. But Cal State Fullerton.
Okay, good.
So finished off Cal State Fullerton. Yeah, getting to the MMA stuff. Mm-hmm. It was pretty successful there. And I would train in the off season with the fighters. Fighting was coming up.
Yeah.
I would kind of they had jiu-jitsu. I was going in and out just to keep myself in wrestling shape.
Mm-hmm.
Really cool story how I got into it. One of my wrestler buddies like, hey, come to this. They opened up a place in Temecula. And from Cal State Fullerton, I'd drive back home on the weekends because I had a kid. I had a son real young. Mm-hmm. So I'd drive home to see him, mm-hmm. and I'd come through sometimes the Riverside way to Temecula. There's a fight gym there, Team Quest.
Okay.
So I stopped in it. It was kind of just training. A lot of fun. There's an Indian guy there, native.
Yeah.
And he goes, hey, you want to fight on the res? I'm like, just told him, I'm like, what? You know, I don't know.
Oh,
too,
like a smaller car?
Yeah, like a smaller, like, they had the fights on the reservation.
Yeah, it was
wild back then. It was old, so you didn't know who you were fighting. The
was
guy
it
fought,
all bare knuckles?
No, they're wearing gloves, but it was still just, they switched my opponent three times. I ended up fighting this guy who was 3 weight classes bigger than me with 35 fights, and he's jacked on steroids. But, you know, it wasn't good.
Yeah.
You know, and it was like so foreign to me right now. I told all my buddies to come and
pulled
out the women. Anyways, the Indian guy offered me, I'm getting off top, he offered me a fight. I'm like, I don't know. He's like, hey, you get $1,000.
For a fight, like, your first fight?
First fight.
What weight division?
185.
180. What weight is that?
I wrestled in, it's middleweight. I started off.
That's middleweight.
Yeah, okay. I fight at welterweight now, though.
Okay.
I go to weight class below now, but. Middleweight then, and college wrestled 184. So.
Yeah.
But now I fight 170. Uh-huh. But anyways, he asked me to do the fight. I kind of pretty much said yes, thought about it later. But I'm like, hey, I'll get paid. It'll be a cool one-time story to tell the kids.
Did you wrestle?
Did he?
No, I mean, did you like?
Oh, but here's the fight. I wrestle all my fights.
Okay, tell me the first fight.
My first fight, I stand up a little. In the first round, Dan Henderson comes back and says, JT, what are you doing?
Wait, Dan Henderson, the MMA legend?
He was the one who coached me and got me into MMA. I was
Henderson, the MMA UFC legend.
I followed him, trained with him every day. So that's who I was.
Amazing.
I was just a young kid. I was showing up.
Shout out to Dan Henderson.
Yeah, Dan's the man. And I would train with him every day.
Yeah.
And the Indian guy offered me a fight. And he goes, I remember he was there. He's like, oh, I didn't know you were fighting, Jess. He's like, you haven't been training that much to be fighting. I'm like, yeah, it's cool, you know. And he was in my corner, and I was so pumped to have Dan Henderson. You know, because I looked up to him too, especially back then. And he was in my corner, and we trained together.
You had Poway wrestling in your blood.
Yeah, the Poway wrestling. Exactly. But the first round, I did a lot of stand-up. Went back to wrestling. Haven't looked back since, you know, 63 fights later. Wrestling is what I use all the time.
So you incorporate the octagon. You do, like, Greco-Roman holds.
Well, to this day, though, people ask, hey, where do you get, you know, where do you come from? How do you get so good at wrestling? And MMA or whatever. I go, originally Poway wrestling.
I mean,
because that's it was. It all started there. You know, I would never have been who I was.
That's
the
goddamn
Poway
truth
wrestling.
Right there. That's like basically becoming a part of the military or something.
Yeah.
There needs to be a documentary or a movie.
I think there has been, but it's not like a real one, you know. But
was there a guy, like, I'm sorry to bring back Poway High wrestling.
Yeah, oh, that's the best.
During your season, was there a guy who recorded all of the matches, and at the end of the season, he like came up with this bundle package where you could buy your
We had a, I don't know if it was the same guy, but we had a
guy too. Okay, yeah. I'm sorry.
I would love to find those tapes.
I know,
by
me
the way.
Too. The reason why, I would love. At the time I was against them. It because I'm like, I choked at state. I choked at state. Yeah. I don't want to watch it. But I had some pretty damn good matches on.
Oh,
there.
And my.
Thing to do for the next 30
Because he
I know, I want to find those.
Because he was at CIF. He was at even Monta Vista. Do you have El Cajon?
We had El Cajon tournament. Yeah, that was a big one. Yeah. Monta Vista. Monta Vista. Did you have Reno? They didn't have Reno.
See, that came after.
Reno was fun. We took us out to Reno.
Yeah, yeah.
We had a good time.
That was actually above Five Counties, right? Because it was like, it was Pennsylvania people.
Oh, Reno. Oh, yeah. It was,
wasn't there?
So at the time, it was the best one. It was national.
Explain to them what the Reno Tournament of Champions is. Yeah.
And, well, they even have a college tournament right after the high school one. Uh-huh. But it's the best schools at that time. It was the best schools in the nation.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much show up to this tournament. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, the best schools and
Arizona schools,
Pennsylvania was good. Pennsylvania, mm-hmm. Ohio schools,
yeah,
California, Nevada,
yeah.
A lot of schools.
What about Battle for the Belt? What tournament is that?
That one's in New Orleans. That's Temecula.
Temecula. What's that called?
Battle for the Belt. They get belts and they win. Solid tournament.
But that's like Five Counties, isn't it?
It's up there. Five Counties, I think, is still
up there.
Still up there. It's still,
dude,
really up there.
No, okay. I want to go back to, I'm sorry for always going back to Poway and our rivals. But back then, you mentioned Calvary Chapel. But I also, this is before Buchanan, but I also want to bring up Selma.
Yeah.
And Clovis.
Selma's back.
See, Clovis.
Selma's doing
they're
real good.
They're back, right?
Well, and they're a lot of tough Mexican
wrestlers.
Yeah. Real tough.
Oh, Cisneros is from there. Yeah. All these other cats were tough guys. Selma was. Yeah. But was Clovis a factor?
Clovis still a factor.
I wrestled the kid my semis or quarterfinals.
Yeah.
Because we didn't really bump into Clovis guys until those types of tournaments.
And Clovis, too, they have it in elementary school. You know how they have Twin Peaks?
Yeah.
Like the kids wrestle. They have it for elementary school in the school district. The kids, you know, third, second grade.
Yeah. This kid was good. I ended up beating him by a point or two, but I remember, you know, like there was a tunnel for, you know, like in the gymnasium before you go up to the mats.
The tunnel for state?
The tunnel for Five Counties.
The tunnel for state was crazy,
too. I don't want to talk. Let's not talk about that. the tunnel for Five Counties. I just remember this kid. He was in his Clovis, his warm-ups. And I'm like, I was just looking at the school colors. And I just remember he didn't. Because sometimes I like to size up my opponent. I would do small talk.
Yeah.
I should have done it for a state. That's when you should do it.
Yeah.
Is you kind of like get in their head.
Oh, I was always quiet. But guys would come talk to you.
Yeah, but you know, it's psychological.
Hey, how's it going?
But yeah. I tried to do that with this Clovis kid. And
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
He was eating that blue extra winner mint gum, and that's all I could smell is his gum.
Oh, no.
And he chewed the gum during our match the whole time.
Yeah.
I was like trying to take him down.
Yeah. And then, that gets to you, that gum.
Do you ever have this?
He was
too?
Good, man. Good. And you remember that in the match.
I remember that.
It's like the fight.
The kid,
remember stuff.
But there's certain. Did Branstad or Toretto do this where there's a certain kid just for a particular tournament who's not from California?
Oh, yeah.
Some state champ from Colorado or some
Five
phenom,
counties in school.
But you had to wrestle them quarterfinals, semis, but they didn't tell you.
Yeah. Did they have the bracket sheets up?
No, but I'm telling you, there's certain opponents where
you didn't know.
But they were like national champs.
Oh, yes,
or
of course.
Rank one.
They didn't tell you how good they were.
There's this kid, this black kid, who was like six. He was a phenom. And he cut weight for 103.
Yeah.
And I didn't know who he was. I thought he was just a normal kid.
I remember, dude.
I fireman carried him. That was my move. I then I headlocked him, and I had him like, you know, twice.
Yeah.
And then he was coming back, but I beat him by a point or two.
Yeah.
And I was gassed.
Yeah, I've had that.
I was gassed.
Like, who was that guy?
Gassed. And then Toretto, I remember Toretto came up to me. He goes, Steve, you weren't supposed to beat that kid. Good job. You know who that was, right? He was like,
yeah, I remember those matches.
Ranked, number one ranked kid from that state. Now, did you have to deal with stuff like that?
Oh, yeah, all the time. We had a – I remember the guys, too. We had a guy from Santa Ana. I wrestled. He was a tough guy. But I remember all the schools around. We had a Clovis kid, but I was a Calvary guy on my way to Santa Ana kid. There's a state champ kid, Vacaville or something.
No, that was a good school too.
It was Vacaville? Yeah, Vacaville
was. Were they from Modesto? I don't know where they're from. But
yeah, I had that with five counties.
They're like black and orange. I just remember.
He was, but Branster didn't tell me that this guy was.
He was good,
state,
right?
Returning state champ, and he was so happy when I beat him. I thought, like, why is he so happy? And it was a tough match.
Like the northern section, champ or something.
Yeah. Well, he's a state champ.
He was a state champ.
State champ.
Well, you didn't know.
But I didn't know because I didn't look it up. Yeah, I saw the name. I didn't know who it was.
And how'd you do against him?
I beat him. Get this.
You beat him?
But I beat him the first match, but he came back. I got fourth, remember? He came back for third and fourth. I upset him in the semifinals.
He fought in the consolation brackets. Yeah.
Because I lost in the semi, so I had to both fight back. We met again.
So your goal for the lowest you could get was sixth.
Exactly. And we met again for third or fourth. And he beat me with third or fourth, but I beat him the first match. It was a close match, the second one, too, I believe. But I remember.
Man, that's just, you know what? It's just talking to you, man. It's just so many memories.
The wrestling stories.
Even though we're not even the same, like, year or whatever. It's just, man, I could talk. Okay, let's go. I'm sorry. Let's go back to your MMA.
We can have just wrestling stories alone.
Oh, yeah. Alone. So you won. Did you win that?
I got it from wrestling. I got right into MMA. Without. A lot of people take time. I pretty much went college level wrestling, you know, nationals. 3 months later, I'm doing a fight. So I learned, it was the old school days. I learned as I went. Instead of these days, people try to have an amateur. We didn't have amateurs.
Or they go to a camp.
They train for like 3 years.
They go to Winkle John Gym, like in New Mexico or something. Yeah.
Well, I had Team Quest, so I was lucky. Right. And then when I moved back close to Poway, it wasn't too far of a commute. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But that's where I started under Dan Henderson. He was my mentor, my number one guy. That's after that first fight, I somehow pulled it off. He goes, "That was pretty good, Jess. Keep coming to practice."
Dan? He fought in Pride also.
He fought in Pride, yeah.
I mean, that guy is seasoned, man.
And he was one of those guys, like a typical. But you wouldn't really. You would see him, you wouldn't think he's anything crazy, you know, like those wrestlers. You don't.
He had
deceiving.
A weird style, like his shoulders and like the way he like fought and stuff.
But I'll tell you what, out of anyone I've trained with, sparred with, he hits the hardest out of any, harder than heavyweights.
Oh, he had that overhand right.
Even to this day, he's slower, but he has power.
No. That would knock a lot of guys out. So you won that first res fight.
So I won the res fight, and that's when I was hooked. I was like, what the hell is it? I threw up after the match, but it was just incredible. I had my friends
TKO?
There, and family. I went decision. I won a majority.
Yeah.
Unanimous
decision. Yeah.
And I had everyone there, and it was like foreign back then. Everyone's like, oh, you're doing what? And everyone was there. Like, to this day,
were
more,
you there? Okay.
You didn't go. You didn't go to it? Everyone was there.
Yeah, okay.
I think you were there. It was on the res? Suburban.
I remember going to the res.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, everyone was there.
What
like,
was the difference between that and winning a wrestling match, like CIF or Masters?
So what I tell everyone, it's very similar, but the fighting's even more. It's like times 10. It's that same adrenaline, that same, but it's
but
even
you're
more.
Hit, you're getting hit.
Fight, so it's even more like, hold, this isn't a joke, really. You mess up. But I was hooked. I did one, and I thought, too, I didn't think I would make it a career.
Yeah.
I thought, you know, and then I just fell in love with it, and I was still working on the side a couple fights later, and
I was working at a gym.
Yeah, but yeah. I was at a regular gym too, like LA Fitness or something.
That's
I was
fine.
Doing
yeah.
personal training
yeah.
too, and
of course,
yeah,
makes
doing
sense.
That.
Yep.
And I had a son young, and I just kept fighting. I loved it, and then I finally quit. I remember quit. I'm like, oh, I'm making enough. Like an art, I was like, I'm finally making enough where I don't even have to work. I could just fight.
Yeah.
And once I actually, it's like I made that decision.
Yeah.
2 months later, they call me. I had a good fight with this guy who was known for the first time, the Ultimate Fighter. And that was Ultimate Fighter season 7.
You're
on it twice.
Oh,
and
wow.
Here's this is what another Poway. This is the Poway controversial thing.
Yeah.
I don't know if Dana White had a thing with me or what, but no one's won as much fights on the show than me. I never lost on the show in the show.
What was it like being that reality show
so
too? Right?
And when I loved it. You know why?
You lived at the house.
They put you in a house. You're isolated. We're all.
I'm definitely gonna
well,
watch
it's
it. Now.
All,
I didn't know
we're
you were
isolated
on it.
Now. So we're isolated from society. You're cut off. No reading, no outside communication, train, eat, sleep. Everyone asked me, you know what? But and for the actual fights, I loved it. Because I was cornered off. I had, there's train, eat, sleep, guys are breaking, they miss their girlfriends or wives.
Yeah.
I loved it. I was like in a camp and there's no outside distractions.
Is that the one that Nick Diaz was?
Nate Diaz was on one of them.
Nate.
and Nick. I think they both.
Oh, Nate was on one.
Nate was on.
Yeah, who's your coach?
So the first season was I had Forrest versus Rampage. It was Forrest.
Oh, wow.
Versus Rampage. And then it was controversial.
Forrest Griffin.
Forrest Griffin.
He's a legend, too.
Legend.
Yeah.
Legend.
Him, that fight with him and Stephen Bonner. Yeah.
Yeah.
Legendary fight.
That fight made UFC, they say.
Yeah. Oh, that was a barber. And, you know,
they had a niche fan base. But Stephen Bonner and Forrest Griffin made the UFC what it is today. And
so what was it like dealing with Dana White and the UFC?
Dana's great. With Dana.
The Lorenzo brothers?
Lorenzo.
Well?
Dana. Yeah. The thing is with Dana, he's just a businessman. If you're good for him, he loves you, and if he can make a dollar off you and it hurts your career, he'll do what it takes to make money.
Mm-hmm.
You see it with the champions today, you know, he's just
a total.
And that's where the whole story kind of began. I got on the Ultimate Fighter show, won all the fights.
Do you get a contract after that?
You get a contract. Well, this is where it gets crazy. I was the only fighter ever. We go out in Vegas, they kick me off. They kick me off the Ultimate Fighter. I won all the fights, and they kick me off.
Why?
The show. It was a bad night in Vegas. It's just, it was a crazy night in Vegas. I was young and dumb. I didn't, to this day, I did a lot, but nothing crazy too. At the same time, they saw a story and they ran with
it.
I was drinking. It starts off
The girls involved?
Well, yes. Yes. Let's just say, I'll tell the truth.
Were there strippers involved?
Yes.
Hold up.
You had the whole story.
I'm dying to hear the story. Go ahead. I won't cut
there
you
was
off.
There's two. So the story the media knows, the second night they take us all out in a limousine. We're messing around. We go back. I'm kind of cutting the chase. So we take us to a club, whatever. We come back in the limousine. We're all horse playing, wrestling around with other fighters in the limo. There's a window, security footage. I had these red Nikes. It's funny, kind of. At the time, it wasn't. I kicked the windows out on the security footage. Running around, just being a drunken fool in a hotel room.
Mm-hmm.
Not a hotel, the casino. Made a fool, I guess. I was running around. I was being wild and crazy, running around the casino. Kind of like the Hangover. I was being a little wild. But nothing where you would think, because even the limousine window, they tracked me down. I remember it. I'm like, hey, I gave him money. I fixed it. I'm like, I'm sorry, guys. I'm like, okay, you know.
Who are you there with?
So after the show, Dana White gives us the speech to the fighters, too. He goes, okay, guys, you're going to go out in town. You've been locked up for 6 weeks. You know, on the show, and we're going to go out to town, and you guys be careful. And the night before, too, he gives us chips for the strip club, Spearmint Rhino chips. And each chip is like $100, and he gives us like 20.
Yeah.
Yeah, another guy there had the bright idea of exchanging the chips with the girls for other things. It was just a wild time.
Yeah.
In Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, the show goes by. And then also at the show, never drank on the show. I drank one night. They edited it to make look like I was drinking every night. So they kind of had their own. Anyways, I go back. You can't tell your family and friends what happens on the show or you're sued for $10 million. So you're in a lot of trouble. Of course, you want to tell some maybe close family and friends. So I'd say, hey, I did really good. I want to be in the finals. And the guy I had in the finals, I was on my team. I trained with him.
Yeah.
I smashed him. I was just way better. He wasn't a wrestler.
I
matched up solo this guy. He's got his name, Amir Sadala. He won season 7. Anyways, I was supposed to fight him. They call me back for follow-up interviews. And I sound okay. So I show up. Right away, I see cameras everywhere. I'm like, why are they doing this? You know, I already won all the show. I go, and I see Dana, Rampage, and Forrest all sitting in a room. And I'm like, this is not good. And Dana brings up and they're showing this on national TV, mind you. And then they show up the security footage. They're like, oh, it's just you. They see my Nikes hit out the window, and they're kicking back and forth. And I was like devastated. I'm like, shit, you know. And I couldn't tell anyone. And everyone keeps seeing me win on the show. JT's going to win it. They had these fight nights in Poway at it's called McKee's. Remember McKee's?
It was this little bar.
I had these fight nights. I had the whole town there.
Oh,
the whole town would show up. Remember the fight nights, Walls?
That was off Pomerado? Where was that?
It's Forest Ranch.
See, that Forest Ranch was after me. Like,
that was Artesian. Black Mountain, where everyone would go party.
Artesian.
That's Artesian. All built up now.
Okay, so Artesian. We take Artesian and go to the beach.
Yep, exactly.
Side, right by the 15, El Camino.
That's exactly where it is, that area.
Okay, I know where that is. But back then, it was just a dirt road with barbed wire fence on both sides. Exactly. Okay, I'm just letting you know, there was no houses.
Totally built up.
I sound like Clint Eastwood, like an old man. Like back in my time.
But
go ahead.
But it was so that happened, and it was devastating in the sense because they people kept seeing me win. I couldn't tell anyone, hey. And they were paying me money to show up at this bar. They'd pay me $350. Every drink was on them. Everyone in the whole bar wanted to buy me a drink. It was a learning experience.
Yeah.
So I had this go on, but why it was the good and bad. But what happened is it made me controversial, and everyone wanted to fight me. So from there, I went on a tour kind of this world and fought in all these countries. They ended up having I would beat guys, right? Never get the call back to the UFC. Just they had this thing. Finally, though, they have this second Ultimate Fighter called Redemption. So they skipped through too much. What did I skip through?
You met Putin.
That's definitely part of the story. So in this time,
you met Vladimir Putin.
In this time of traveling, because they made me controversial from season 7, it kind of blew me up. So I ended up being more famous than the other guys.
Yeah.
I was JT, the guy who drama won all those fights.
Yeah.
And he got kicked off the show. Man. Never happened. So everyone wanted to fight me all over the world, and it made me internationally known.
Dang.
And from there, it was really cool because I fought like everywhere, like all these weird countries. I had this fight. One of my favorite stories, I had this fight in Russia, and it was closed off event, like blood sport style, like only rich Russian like noblemen and Putin and these bodyguards. And there was like 10 of them. It was out on the sea on this. It was exotic and crazy. And it was Russia versus the world. Russia, and on my team was U.S. guys, Canadians, Brazilians, mm-hmm. kind of Russia versus the world weight classes. And
he was supposed to win.
Anyways, Putin's there, and after the fights, it was a cool story too, because the Russia won every fight. The only fight to win was somehow I won my fight. So I took the microphone too after I said in the Rocky speech. I was like, I told the audience, there was like 20 people there, but it was shown on Russian national TV, but like a closed audience.
Wow.
And I said, hey, if I can change, you can change. We can all change.
That's like Rocky Balboa.
I said it. Everyone doesn't speak a word of, but you got it. And anyways, Putin comes around and shakes our hands after the fight. And I was so happy because he's shaking all our hands. I won the fight. I was pumped up. And these Russians, even the guys that win, they're just like normal, you know, like no emotions. And he's shaking all our hands. And I grab him. He's a little guy, smart guy. Strong, tough, you could tell, like, because he's this judo, but
yeah.
Anyways, I pull him into me for a hug, like a homie G hug, and we go back, and the KGB guys underneath there's like they have these aprons, and they showed me the gun. They're like, yeah, you can't do that, you know. Like, it was okay, but we could have killed you. So it was nuts.
That's crazy.
And there were stories in between there, but I was the main thing. And the long story is, they finally had me back for Ultimate Fighter 25 Redemption. Mm-hmm. That's why I don't hate what happened, because the second one came back and I won it. And there's a lot more money at stake. And it came full circle. But it took me 10 years to get there. And for 10 years, they had never called me. I kept winning. They had never called me. But they had this show and came back.
And won the second show.
And won the second show.
And then what happened?
What happened after you won the second show?
Oh, so I won the second show. Things are good.
What season is this? What Ultimate Fighter is this?
I was on two. So season 7 and season 25.
Yeah.
And season 25, I won Redemption. TJ Dillashaw was my coach, and he was worth...
Wait, Dillashaw was Dillashaw your coach?
Dillashaw versus Cody...
Garbrandt.
And they hated each other. There was so much drama.
There
was drama every day.
They hated each other.
So I win it then, but I'm telling you, sometimes the controversy does not escape me. So I win the show. Everything's good, you know. I was at UFC. Right away, they want me to do... another fight.
Mm-hmm.
There's this thing called, they have this thing, USADA now.
Mm-hmm.
They drug test, they do this thing.
They
come, I did a couple drug tests, everything good. Then they did another one for this fight, because I'm doing this fight, and it comes back, and they said, hey, you have residuals of this stuff called clomiphene.
What is
I go, what the fuck's clomiphene? I don't know what clomiphene is. No, he had someone else, but he had clomiphene, another thing.
Yeah.
So, long story, and these guys get cleared. John Jones got, all these guys got cleared.
Yeah.
So I had a little bit level of a clomiphene. So they suspended me for a year. I had no idea what this is. I think it came from a supplement I was taking. But the whole thing, why it was frustrating to me, because it was such low levels, it wouldn't have done anything. And it was also off season. Like nothing was coming up.
Oh my God.
So there'd be no trace residuals. But it wasn't all bad here. So a year goes by. They're like, okay. They call me on a week notice to fight in Russia again, ironically.
Again, Russia.
Against some killer. But I've been doing, I've been doing fast notice fights. People call me because I had a name. So people would call me 1 week, 3 weeks. And, you know, I just won the Ultimate Fighter. And I'm not going to go do a week notice fight over in Russia. I'm just not going to do it. Even though that stuff went down, I'm still valuable to the company. It's a good story. I just felt I came a long way to do a week notice fight, to fight some killer on 5 days notice. It didn't look good for me. So I said no to the fight. I'll just do another fight. About a month goes by, and I get my walking papers. They release me. So now I'm a free agent again. I fight for this show called ACA.
Oh, wow.
Which, but that's kind of the...
What about, I thought Bellator, maybe Bellator?
That's it. We've been talking to them, and we could probably sign up. But right now with ACA,
okay,
they're paying me good. Bellator, we got to do contract stuff and all that. Yeah. But that was the UFC story from Poway Wrestling, though, you know? That's where it all started.
And we're already done with the thing. The time just flew by.
It was the Poway Wrestling.
Yeah, it was the Poway Wrestling.
We could have kept going with the Poway Wrestling.
So, like, now's the time where, man, I want to plug you. If you have a website or your Instagram or your Facebook or upcoming fights, or if you want to plug your gym, now's the time to do
cool,
that.
Cool, thanks. Well, no upcoming fights because our friend Corona canceled all that. So I had one April, but it got canceled. But I mean, my Instagram, Twitter, JT Money, MMA, Facebook fan page, Jesse Taylor, MMA. Don't have a YouTube or a podcast. But hopefully soon, Steve Onigan, maybe
YouTube channel.
Always a start.
You should do content of you training.
I gotta learn how to do it. Yeah.
Everyone's
out. I have this website I gotta talk to, but I want to do stuff.
Yeah, for sure. Get into that. What about your gym and stuff? Did you want to?
So I train. I teach at 10th Planet. There's one all over. There's some in San Diego.
Yeah.
And I fight for ACL. I was supposed to fight April 24th.
So your jiu-jitsu is off, like you're learning all
that. I feel like, especially the last couple of years, because I've kind of found a way to make a little bit of side money doing it. Everyone with the wrestling background, I feel like when jiu-jitsu is very good.
Does wrestling help your jiu-jitsu?
Yeah. It's funny because, believe it or not, it definitely helps because you have an advantage over everyone. But at the highest levels, you got to just learn it like anything. But once you kind of learn it, all the years of wrestling, very advantageous.
Oh.
Yeah, it's huge. Huge. Okay. And you know how to take everyone down. The jiu-jitsu guys don't know how to take down.
Takedowns. They don't take you down.
So it's great for MMA. Yeah, they just go to their back. So they're aggressive with it.
So you can take their back?
Yeah. Oh, no, they go to their back.
To their back, yeah.
And for MMA,
I always wonder that
because
I always trained to stay off your back. Yeah. But then, like, they pull guard and they're, like, on their
and
back.
And even me, I play with it now because I've been doing it jiu-jitsu for 20 years, too.
Wow. Are you black belt?
Yeah, black belt.
Oh, wow.
Under Eddie Bravo, actually. So.
Eddie's been on here.
Really?
Yeah, Bravo's been here. Yeah.
Eddie's funny, man.
He's a fascinating dude.
Yeah, he's a character. Yeah.
All right. Well, it was an honor having you, dude.
Yeah, man.
You're always welcome
here.
Man. If you know what, I should do another Poway.
The Poway one's great. I love the Poway haunting and history and the tradition.
Yeah.
And going back to the native. Because
we'll talk after if you have any suggestions, maybe. You think maybe Ian Dobby would want to come on? Or I don't know, maybe
Dobby would love it.
Or someone else. Someone
Dobby's
else that you think would be
too.
A good fit.
Yeah, Dobby would be great.
Yeah. So we have a Patreon attached to the show. Go to patreon.com/Stevie Weeby. Our newest patrons are Dalton Weinstock, Bree Travis, and Fawn Huang. I have an EP called Ode to My Pops on my Bandcamp, stevieweebybandcamp.com. Go to my website, stevieweebyshow.com, if you want to get a t-shirt or this... Lil Ray's World hoodie. Instagram/QUANGOU. My music video is almost done. It should be out at the end of this week or next week. That should be done. Lil Ray might be returning soon, maybe on Jeremiah Watkins. Tune in for that. If you want to send stuff, even though we're in quarantine time, in the future, send your stuff to 1425 North Cherokee Avenue, P.O. Box 1391, L.A., California 90093. With that being said, hey, man, elbow?
Yeah, elbows now.
Yeah, we're out of here.
Am I the first one during the pandemic to be on the...
No, you're like the third.
Oh, okay, nice. Yeah, we're still doing it.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.